Yeah, then it needs to be like the bubbles and the
absolutely.
And there is some more involved in the Yeah, I think what happened to Marks and Spencer's is totally unprecedented. I mean, you just wouldn't believe they could go any further with their past performance. It's been so good. I mean, just as a sort of an English company, I mean, tracking them over the years, they've been so solid, you know.
Yeah,
that you just wouldn't believe that they could. But then I suppose everything's cyclical, and they could have the bubble burst. They couldn't go on like they were forever. They didn't keep up.
Maybe it's not so surprising. I mean, they were so arrogant.
Are you having
time? They didn't even accept the cost up until a couple of years.
Just started, haven't they? That's right. Just started. They've had to, haven't they?
That's right. They were stuck to their own pretensions.
I think they've become very arrogant, the board's main board of directors, and they've had to get so much of Newbury or Richard Sumter, I don't know, but they've gone a lot of them, haven't they?
Thank you very much.
They were very arrogant with their suppliers and well, you know, it's very dictatorial with the prices. They told their suppliers what price they were going to pay, and when they rejected stuff, they rejected shed loads. They were very, very tough, the hardest of people to supply. They would send people in and inspect things at the drop of a hat. Well, you know, you've talked to the textile industry, the dyeing houses, they gave them a really, really hard time.